Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Hello, Rita.
Rita.
Hi. Yola, how are you?
Good. Good. As.
Good. We haven't spoken for quite some time now. Welcome back.
There's been all sorts of events since our last chat.
Mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment on earth at the moment, is there?
I know.
There?
Well, there certainly has been a lot of events, and the year is now in 2022. So I
feel like we've already had a year, you know? Enough events packed into a few weeks to last a year, as far as I'm concerned.
Just about.
Did you see the aerial shot of the volcano erupting in the ocean there?
I did. I also heard the sonic boom on Saturday.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sonic boom.
Yeah, we were out the back having a little, starting up a little bonfire and roasting some marshmallows. And I think it must have been sometime between, I want to say maybe 8:20 or something like that. And I heard it and I said to my partner, that must be the thunder. The cyclone must be coming after all. And he was like, it didn't sound like thunder. It sounded like Guy Fawkes. And he was like, why would they let off Guy Fawkes at this time of day? And then we went about our lives and then started reading on Twitter and it was like, oh, wow, that was the sonic boom. So
crazy.
Far
I think, what did I read? Sound travels at about 1,500 kilometres an hour and it's, two and a bit thousand kilometres away, so about an hour and a bit to get to us, an hour and a half or something like that, which is about right. So pretty epic.
Damn. Buzzy.
Damn.
Now, Rita, what are we chatting about? Are we starting the new year off in a sustainable fashion? What do we need to do?
Look, there's a bit of doom and gloom news out there at the moment, and I had a whole bunch of topics to jump straight into, and I decided that we'd start off positive.
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. So
let's do the positive one, and then we'll run out of time, and we'll call it.
No. We'll do that. We'll do some more serious topics next week, I think. But what I thought I'd do is that there's probably a bunch of people out there that have made New Year's resolutions. I think as you get older, you start realising that they're just ways to let yourself down. But I thought I'd cover some that might be quite easy to throw into your life and just make you a little bit lighter, your environmental footprint a little bit lighter. And I guess, I talk about it all the time that we need drastic change at a kind of systemic level to really make any difference. But, it doesn't hurt for us to be making steps along the way as well. Short of going off grid and saying goodbye to the modern world, that's a tiny step towards doing something. I've tried to make them so they're not too extreme. But number one is to swap one serve of meat that you would normally have, of red meat that you would normally have, for chicken. And this saves 48, so are you half your emissions, your greenhouse emissions, by doing that. So
by doing what?
Once a week.
Instead of having red meat, swapping it out for chicken.
Okay.
So let's say you tend to have three servings of red meat a week. If you swap, if you swapped all of those, then you'd half each of those meals would be half of your emissions it would normally be.
Wow.
But even if you try and swap one. So look at your weekly or monthly. What I read actually was in the US, at least one meal a day on average has red meat in it for Americans. So they were saying swap one of those meals for chicken, and then you'd half your emissions every day. So, but in New Zealand, I don't think people eat red meat every day. But
a mince pie for lunch.
Next time get a chicken and you'll be able to say that was half of the emissions.
I've got one more shaker at home. Most people just have salt and pepper, but I've also just got mince flakes and I just put it on everything.
Is that really a thing?
Nah, I just made it up, but it definitely is a real thing. If someone's making something up, it's definitely already happening. Don't worry about it.
It also is 30% of the water use. So that's a really simple one for people to do. So what really fascinating that in the US, if 20% of the US stopped eating red meat, or if you flip it, if everyone decreased their red meat consumption by 20%, we would save 10%. We would cut our emissions by 10%.
And so everyone would probably get a pet cow as well.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely worth a nice easy one to do. The second one, and this comes kind of as a double-edged sword, because I think all investments are a bit sketchy to some degree, but switching your KiwiSaver to one that is sustainable. So that's a nice, easy thing to do. And like I said, it's a little bit controversial because investments in general tend to be all about growth, and that's the issue. But most of us will have KiwiSaver. So if that's the case, you're not hardly going to, stage a political protest about your KiwiSaver, the best thing you could do is switch it to a sustainable investment scheme.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm just going to shut
nice,
the door
easy
from my
advice.
Screaming
file. Yep.
Cool. So that's a nice easy one. I've got written down a few here, but if you can do some Googling.
I just would like everyone to stop using polystyrene. It's still around. And I think it fills up about a third of the world's like waste places because it's a light. It's made to be light and massive and never to deteriorate. So I did watch an interesting documentary about a mycelium replacement for it that people are working on, but it's like you can only really get it in like one little place in America. But yeah. Are you there, Rita? Hello? Thoughts?
Rita, are you there?
I've heard of cutting people off, but that's something else. Anyway, the same mycelium that we can use for packaging also makes really good bacon. And apparently that's the one thing to get people off meat. The most reason that people eat meat is bacon. That's the one kind of like, I can't stop eating meat because bacon. So if we can get a really good bacon going, we have a good chance.
Someone was telling me about another bacon replacement.
I think many is the way. Diversify your bacon replacements if you can.
Rita,
I don't know if you're talking. She's you're there. We see you there, but we can't hear you here.
She used to be on the phone. We could hang up and try again.
We've hung up, Rita. Call back. Anybody got anything we'd like to talk about on a sustainability front? I did walk past Scarecrow on the way up here from the bus. Mm-hmm. Had a little look in there. They're always doing good things down there at Scarecrow. There's one in Greyland and one just on Victoria Street. Nice little local market vibes.
Let's try this. Get my ear away from that. Let's try again. See if this works.
She's texting me.
Hi. Hang on, just put you back on hold.
Rita.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened.
Did you hear about my rant on polystyrene?
I did. I really liked it. And I jumped straight to that one, which is cut back on your worst habits. So have a look around you and go, what is it? Like, what is it that I do? What's the worst thing I do? Can I cut it back? And for some people, that will be packaging. I looked at our build-up of cardboard and I went, wow.
Cardboard
like,
is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Stop. Polystyrene, I mean, we don't really get any anymore, but yeah, you're right. Like, if it's polystyrene, if it's, have a look around. I talked to someone the other day and they were saying that they do all their laundry, their drying in their dryer, like, even in summer, even on a day like today.
No,
and I'm like, that is insane. So, like, you know, just try and find something and you're like, you know what? And even if it's like, okay, I'm not going to do every load in the dryer. I'm going to do, on the sunny days, I'll hang those ones out or whatever. So set yourself a little goal, cut back on your worst habits. And polystyrene surely is a nice, easy one to cut back on. The other one is to set a volunteer budget for yourself. So even if it's one day a year that you go and do something for the environment, so plant trees or clean up a coastline with someone like Sustainable Coastlines, there's so many volunteer projects. And even if it's one, you set yourself a nice, easy target of one day a year. The other one cut your worst habits. Water bottles is another one. I'm like, you know, if you buy water bottles still, or you're still buying plastic bags, like, cut those out, man. The other one that's super easy is eliminate your phantom energy. So they say that that's up to 10% of your power is just plugs that you've left on. So, you know, your TV, that's also got your PlayStation, that's also got your stereo. Just switch it off at the wall. Super easy. Try and add that one. I mean, you know, any one of these is going to make your footprint just that little bit lighter. Go op shopping before you buy new. So you don't necessarily need to always, like, always go op shopping for, like, you know, you want something super nice, but you might find it in an op shop. So just do that first. Have a quick drop into an op shop. See if you can find something.
I just bought some cut-off jeans from an op shop.
There you go. I feel like you're the king of op shopping, though.
I'm pretty good at op shopping. I'm wearing an op shop t-shirt right now.
Yeah. And then cut your waste. So set a target. And we've talked about this before, like how many rubbish bins you put out. So just count your like rubbish bins in a month and go, oh, we put out one bag a week or one, you know, bin a week or whatever, and it's always half full. And then just go, okay, we're going to try and do it so next month it's only a quarter full or whatever it is. So or we're only doing it every 2 weeks or whatever. So cut your waste. And there's so many ways you can do that. So Google it. You know, if you need ideas, text in. I'm sure we can help you with that. But set yourself a nice goal of cutting your waste.
I think a lot, you know, if you have the budget to do it, just eat a lot more fresh fruit and veggies, kind of.
That's a good point.
Yes. So that's my next one.
You do need to kind of have the money to do
less
it.
Less processed food. If you can eat fresh fruit and veg.
If you can afford it.
In our house, I noticed that it's definitely mostly fresh fruit and veg, and there's not, our bin is fairly empty when it goes out. It's kind of unusual for us to have a full bin. But I see some of our neighbours and their bin is just like full of crap. You know, always like the lid, you know, like a quarter open with stuff flowing out the top.
Don't feel like you're better than them, though. They're
I'm just like...
Don't kind of feel like you're doing better than them.
No, but some people just don't even think you think about it. And, you know, for a long time,
just,
like...
Can you just point at them and go, shame.
Eat more fruit and veggies, guys.
I'm just simplifying.
Shame. Our difference
and
in lifestyle.
Some of the stuff can seem really overwhelming. Like, I know...
Was it New York or whatever? They started putting out, like, pink rubbish bags so you could really see how much rubbish you're actually... So it is kind of almost like a public shaming type situation.
Wow.
So they're not trying to, like, hide them. They're just kind of, like, going, look at all your rubbish, you know?
I think, you know, there's some responsibility to be taken from places that sell stuff as well. But, you know... especially if you've got kids, they try and like the amount of stuff that you go, oh, you know, buy those multi bags of chips, and there's just so much plastic in them. And actually, there's nothing wrong with just giving them a handful of chips in their lunchbox, you know, like it's. And once you kind of get your head around it and realize that that's an option, this is actually super easy. Like, I don't know, there's like a weird kind of mental barrier at first, I think. So those sorts of things, and that was so buy local food.
So that last one, food. Don't have kids, was the last one, and then where are we going now?
Totally.
Don't use Glad wrap.
I'll tell you what, man. Like,
just whip it in there. Don't have kids. Don't use Glad wrap.
But the positive side of not having kids as well is like the overwhelming like anxiety that I feel for my children growing up in this world. Like they're fine now, and they're really privileged now. But, like, they're going to look back when they're 40 and be like, oh, my God, remember when we could just have showers and it wasn't, like, restricted or, you know, like, these and we just use things in plastic. And, you know, I think that the world that they're going to be when they're 40 is kind of quite terrifying, to be honest, because they're just, I mean, they'll get used to it, I hope. But, you know, there's going to just be not as many resources. So, the good thing about not having kids is you don't need to feel that guilt.
Imagine a 40-year-old kid, though, as well.
He's not 40 then. He's not a kid then. And there was one that we sort of touched on as well. Was just like look for your most wasteful shopping habits. So and then find a solution for it. So yeah, like those multi bags of chips, or maybe it's shampoo big, like lots of shampoo bottles, or lots of yogurt. Like do easy yoga. Just find another solution for that one thing.
Oh no! By the way, can I just give a shout out? Because we're talking about yogurts. Gopal yogurt, man. It's about half the price. It's like an Indian kind of yoga, I think.
Oh, yes, I've seen those ones. Yeah. I make my own. I love making my own. You can do all
They're making their own as well and selling it to other people, but yeah, go pal.
All right. Cool. Well, that's me. Just try and do something like, you know, that's easy and achievable and, you know.
If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for Rita, you know. Do it for Rita's kids, actually. It's kind of what you're...
If you don't want to do it, then, you know, there's nothing that can convince you to do it. But if you do kind of just go, 2020...
Well, actually, there's government mandates. Seems to be making people do things.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, like, this whole thing with COVID has made me realise that we've got no fucking chance of solving any of the world's environmental problems.
Mm. But we can still tell, we can still make people do stuff that they don't want to do, so maybe we should be... Do you reckon it'll get to that? Do you reckon it'll get to...
You're right, you're only allowed to eat broccoli.
Like a mandatey situation at some point?
It'll just get really expensive. It'll just be buying stuff is just going to become very expensive. So we'll all decide that actually it's not really that worth buying. Mm. And we'll realise that actually growing some stuff isn't that annoying and isn't totally an option. I just think that's what's going to happen. We're going to price ourselves out of the modern world.
Yeah.
My guess.
All right, Rita.
Or bankrupt ourselves trying to keep up.
Which will be the worst of all that? Water will probably be the highest commodity, eh?
Mm. Water. Water's definitely...
Water and bacon, obviously.
Totally. All right,
Rita, will you take it easy out there? We'll catch you next week.
Yep. You have a great week. See ya.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.